Chapter 2. The Hoffman Curse. My earliest memories of my dad are of being completely caught up in one of his wild stories. He would walk into my room and suddenly he'd be doing puppet theater. His hands would become neurotic animals, fighting over petty animal things. His voice would range from screechy to dopey and slow, and the mundane space around me would be transformed into some bizarre creature world. I would laugh until I couldn't see straight, trying not to pee in my pants. And then, just as quickly as he'd swooped in, he'd be gone. Tense, inaudible words exchanged with my mom, a door slamming, and everything was quiet again. My dad was haunted by his history. Growing up, he told me about his parents and his grandparents, his aunts and uncles, his brother and sister, the way you would a cautionary tale. To him, it was a Grimm's type of story, acted out by seemingly normal people who became witches and demons, who then cast spells of addiction and abuse on their children. The past was a curse that he would forever try to outrun. Dad was born in Cupertino, California, to high school sweethearts from Eureka, Kansas. My grandfather Dave was a handsome but unknowable guy who held himself apart from everyone else. He had a pompadour of blonde hair and wore natty suits, looking like a Midwestern beatnik version of David Bowie. Dave's father, Louis, my dad's grandfather, was a cowboy-like, lifelong alcoholic who decided to quit drinking after his second wife killed herself at the age of 80. Later in life, I'd spend long afternoons with him in his backyard garden in Santa Cruz, talking about Pablo Neruda while he smoked his Marlboro Reds. But on his 89th birthday, he walked slowly down to the local grocer, bought a handle of booze, got drunk for the last time, and shot himself with a revolver in his little craftsman cottage near the ocean. For his part, Grandpa Dave acted impervious to it all. He could be cold, jealous, and, at times, grandiose. He pursued his self-interest diligently. He played the piano well, and had gigs in nightclubs and recording sessions, and even briefly held a position at UC Santa Cruz.